Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, believers, let's clap our hands and celebrate Jesus. He's worthy, worthy, worthy.
Spirit of the Lord, come and fill this temple. Fill this place. When we say this place, it's not just the physical atmosphere. This temple. Ruach Elohim. Ruach Elohim. Blast, wind, and breath of God. Ruach Elohim. Ruach Elohim. Ruach Elohim. Fill this place. Odala bara shayla. Can you take just 20 seconds and speak in his language tonight? We're not afraid of recording in tongues. We're not ashamed to speak the language of angels. Alua bara etala baseleka barede banana. What was that? What we waited for. With your power, oh, live inside of me. Welcome, Holy Spirit. We are in your presence. Fill us with your power. Live inside of me. Welcome, Holy Spirit. Oh, we are in your presence. Fill us with your power. Oh, live inside of me. Hear the living water that never dries fountain, comforter and counselor, take complete control. Welcome, Holy Spirit. In your presence, yes we are. Fill us with your power. Oh, live inside of me. Welcome, Holy Spirit, yes. We are in your presence. Fill us with your power. Live inside of me. This heart of mine, cleansing, purifying flame,
descend on us today. Welcome, Holy Spirit. We are in your presence. Fill us with your power. Oh, live inside of me. Welcome, Holy Spirit. We are in your presence. Fill us with your power. Live inside of me. Oh, welcome, Holy Spirit. We are in your presence. Fill us with your power. Welcome, Holy Spirit. We are in your most holy presence. Fill us with your power. Live inside of me. Fill us with your power. Oh yes, Lord. Oh, live inside of me.
Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of His sweet, blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you. In the mighty and the matchless name of Jesus. Welcome to I Am Morning Glory Prayer Service. I am Apostle Marco Raboyu from I Am That I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. We bless and welcome each and every one of you this morning in the name of Jesus. Psalm 145. I will extol thee, my God, O King, and I will bless thy name forever and ever. Every day will I bless thee. I will praise thy name forever and ever. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable. One generation shall praise thy works to another and shall declare thy mighty acts. Glorious honor of thy majesty and of thy wondrous works. And men shall speak of the might of thy terrible acts, and I will declare thy greatness. They shall abundantly utter the memory of thy great goodness and shall sing of thy righteousness. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger, and of great mercy. The Lord is good to all. The Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are over all his works. All thy works shall praise thee, O Lord, and thy sins shall bless thee. They shall speak of the glory of thy kingdom and talk of thy power, to make known to the sons of men his mighty acts and the glorious majesty of his kingdom. Thy kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and thy dominion endureth throughout all generations. The Lord upholdeth all that fall, and raises up all those that be bowed down. The eyes of all wait upon thee, and thou givest them their meat in due season. Thou openest thy hand and satisfies the desire of every living thing. The Lord is righteous in all his ways and holy in all his works. The Lord is nigh unto all of them that call upon him, to all that call upon him in truth. He will fulfill the desire of them that fear him. He also will hear their cry and will save them. The Lord preserveth all them that love him, but all the wicked he will destroy. My mouth shall speak the praise of the Lord, and let all flesh bless his holy name forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory, forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Psalm 51. Have mercy upon us, O God, to thy loving kindness, according unto the multitude of thy tender mercies. Blot out our transgressions. Wash us thoroughly from our iniquity, and cleanse us from our sins. For we acknowledge our transgressions, and our sin is ever before us. Against thee only have we sinned and done this evil in thy sight, that thou mightest be justified when thou speakest, and declared when thou judgest. Behold, we were shapen in iniquity, and in sin did our mothers conceive us. Behold, thou desirest truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden parts thou shalt make us to know wisdom. Purge us with hyssop, purge us with the blood of Jesus, and we shall be clean. Wash us, and we shall be whiter than snow. Make us to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice. Hide thy face from our sins, and blot out all our iniquities. Create in us a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within us. Cast us not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from us. Restore unto us the joy of thy salvation, and uphold us with thy free spirit. Then will we teach transgressors thy ways, and sinners shall be converted unto thee. Deliver us from blood guiltiness, O God, the God of our salvation. And our tongue shall sing aloud of thy righteousness. O Lord, open thou our lips, and our mouth shall show forth thy praise. Desire not sacrifice, else we will give it. Thou delighteth not in burnt offerings. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart, O God. Thou will not despise. Do good in thy good pleasure unto Zion. Build the walls of Jerusalem. Then shall thou be pleased with the sacrifices of righteousness, with burnt offerings and all burnt offerings. Then shall they offer bullocks upon thy altar. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anoint my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is our refuge and our fortress, our God, in him will we trust. Surely he shall deliver us from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover us with his feathers, and under his wings shall thy trust, his truth shall be our shield and buckler. You will not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flies by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at no day. 1,000 shall fall at our side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come near us. Only with our eyes shall we behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because we have made the Lord, which is our refuge, even the Most High, our habitation, there shall no evil befall us, neither shall any plague come near our dwelling place. For he shall give his angels charge over us, to keep us in all thy ways. They shall bear us up in their hands, lest we dash our foot against a stone. We shall tread upon the lion and the adder, the young lion and the dragon shall we trample on the feet. Because we have set our love upon the Lord, therefore he will deliver us. He will set us on high because we have known his name. We shall call upon him and he will answer us. He will be with us in trouble and deliver us and honor us with long life. Will he satisfy us and show us his salvation? In Jesus' name, amen. Holy Spirit, we acknowledge your presence in our midst. We surrender this service to you. Have your way, Spirit of the living God, in this service. Take preeminence in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, we surrender our lives to you. Holy Spirit, take preeminence in our lives. We surrender our spouse's lives to you. We surrender our children, grandchildren, lives to you. Have your way, Holy Spirit. Move in a spectacular and miraculous way. Let the holy light of God begin to shine in our lives and glorify the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, you are welcome. Holy Spirit, we love you. Lead us, guide us into all truth. Holy Spirit, we bless you. In Jesus' name, Spirit of the living God. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on us. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on us. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on us. Oh, Holy Ghost, refresh our minds, our thoughts. Refresh us, Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus, morning, and we ask you for mercy, Lord. Your mercy is on you every morning. Father, we repent for all that we have done that are not pleasing to you. In the name of Jesus, have mercy upon us, Almighty God. Have mercy upon our children. Have mercy upon our grandchildren. Have mercy upon our siblings. Have mercy upon our nieces and our nephews. Have mercy upon each and every one of us, O God. Have mercy upon our spouses. Have mercy, O God. In the name of Jesus, be merciful unto us. Your mercy is on you every morning. Have mercy, O God. In the name of Jesus, forgive us of sins of omission and commission. Forgive us of sins in thoughts, in words, in deeds. Have mercy, O God. Let the blood of Jesus wash away our sins. Let the blood of Jesus cleanse us from all. We soak our spirit, souls, and body in the blood of Jesus. We soak every cell, every tissue, every organ, every system in our bodies in the blood of Jesus. We soak this prayer line in the blood of Jesus. We soak the radio block in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak. We soak our dwelling places in the blood of Jesus. We soak our children in the blood of Jesus. We soak our spouses in the blood of Jesus. Oh God, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus. We apply the blood of Jesus to the works of our hands. We apply the blood of Jesus to all our possessions. We apply the blood of Jesus in every area of our lives. Let the blood of Jesus perfect everything that concerns us. Oh, Father God, the blood of Jesus for healing. In the name of Jesus, oh, Father God, heal us through the precious blood of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord, for sanctification that is in the blood, redemption in the blood of Jesus. Thank you for your precious blood. Thank you for redeeming us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, this morning we put on the full armor of God, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. Oh God, we put the armor on, each and every one under the sound of my voice. Oh God, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth, oh God. We put the armor on our children, our spouses, our grandchildren, all those that are connected to us in the name of Jesus, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. Oh God, we thank you for fresh oil and fresh anointing. Help us to walk by the Spirit of Christ, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we surrender completely and totally to you. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for refreshing in the Spirit. We thank you for making the crooked places straight. We thank you for making a way where there seems to be no way. We thank you, oh, Holy Ghost, we thank you. We thank you, Spirit of the living God, we thank you. We bless your name. We praise you. We worship you in the beauty of your holiness. We adore you, Almighty God. We bless you. take preeminence in every area of our lives. We surrender this to you, O God. In the name of Jesus, we surrender this minute, this day to you in the name of Jesus. Oh, Spirit of the living God, lead us, guide us, teach us in the mighty name of Jesus. Holy Ghost, we thank you for refreshing. Holy Spirit, we thank you. We bless your name. Holy Spirit, we glorify you. Thank you for moving in our midst. Thank you for moving in our hearts. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you. Teach us to love. Teach us to forgive as others forgive us, O God. Help us to walk by the Spirit of Christ in the name of Jesus. Help us, oh, help us, O God. Holy Spirit, you are our teacher. You are guide. Lead us and guide us, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus, the living God. Move on us. Breathe on us, Jesus. Breathe on us, Jesus. Breathe on us, Jesus. Breathe in our minds. Breathe on our thoughts. Let the mind of Christ be in us, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oria masandereku, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, teach us, lead us, and guide us. We thank you for your presence, for in your presence there is fullness of joy. We thank you, Lord, for open heavens. We thank you, Lord, for each and every one here this morning. We thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness. We thank you, Lord, for your loving kindness. We say thank you, Jesus. We bless your name, Jesus. We praise your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name we pray. Now, Father, as we go through this word, in the name of Jesus, let it not be me, but let it be the Christ that lives inside of me. I hide behind the cross. All of you, Jesus, and none of me. Let your word come forth in the power and the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Open our hearts to receive what you're speaking to us this day. Help us to have understanding and revelation with understanding of what you're saying to us this day. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. There's a song that says, I have decided, follow Jesus, no turning back, no turning back. I have decided to follow Jesus, no turning back, no turning back. Hallelujah. Today we talk about John the Baptist. As he was, his head was, when he was beheaded, and Jesus was in a solitary place, grieving, mourning over the death of John the Baptist. And we know that the crowd followed him. And he had compassion on them. Sick. So we talk about, even though we go through situations in our lives, it should not stop us from fulfilling our assignment, our God-given assignment. As we should always keep our eyes on Jesus. So let's look further, verse 15, I'm reading from the book of Matthew 4 to him, and said, this is a remote place, and it is already getting late. Send the crowds away so they can go to the villages and buy themselves some food. Jesus replied, they do not need to go away. You give them something to eat. You give them something to eat. You give them something. Hallelujah. To him, who was he speaking about? He was speaking to the disciples. He was speaking to the disciples, those who are students, disciples, learning and watching and observing Jesus. They do not need to go away. You give them something to eat. Just imagine all the crowd as Jesus is saying to them, you give them something to eat. And then we have here only 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. They answered. He said, bring them here to me, Jesus said. And he directed the people to sit down on the grass, taking the 5 loaves and 2 fish, and looking up to heaven, he gave thanks and broke the loaves. Then he gave them to the disciples, and the disciples gave them to the people. They all ate and were satisfied. And the disciples picked up 12 bags full of broken pieces that were left over. The number of those who ate was about 5,000 men, besides women and children. Hallelujah. Besides women and children. Oh, praise the name of Jesus. My brothers and my sisters, when you're following, when we, including myself, following after Jesus, he should always be an example for us. Yes, you have had all those teachers, leaders, but you should follow after Jesus. What did Jesus do? How did Jesus do this and do that? And by following Jesus, you getting to know him more intimately. You getting to know his word. You getting to know what he wants and to do and what he doesn't want for us to do. Follow Jesus. Hallelujah. And I'm looking at this because Jesus, even going through all what he's going through, he still has concern for those who are following. I see that he tells his disciples to give them something to eat. Hallelujah. And then we see the 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish, and look how many people Jesus fed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just look at the people, the men. There were more than 5,000 when you count the women and the children. During those times, they only counted the men. So there was a lot more people than you thought it was. But the thing, Jesus had compassion. What are you giving to your neighbors to eat? are you giving to your family members to eat? What are you giving your children and grandchildren to eat? What are you giving, offering at your altars to eat? You are a disciple of Jesus. I am a disciple of Jesus Christ. And we're supposed to follow after him. What does that mean? It's in a revelation. Let me tell you, because when you read the scripture, you have to go deeper. What is he saying? When he says to the disciples, give them something to eat. First of all, what is it is the word of God. Hallelujah. It's the word, if you're looking at it from a different perspective of the world and preach the gospel in and out of season, that when we come here, we are being there, things that the Lord is releasing to us. So he tells his disciples, give them something to eat. Do lead the people. Think about your job. Who are you giving something to eat? Your children, your grandchildren. I pray that you're giving them the holy word of God. Pray that you're doing what Jesus did in this scripture. Hallelujah. But as you see, for you to be able to give your friends, your family, your colleagues something to eat, you first have to get it from whom? Jesus Christ, his word. Hallelujah. And then you get to have whatever little you have, give it to Jesus. When you give it to him, he multiplies. Hallelujah. Look at the provision. Hallelujah. He multiplies. So whatever the word of God, when you read each scripture, hallelujah, and you're walking by the Spirit, you will start looking at the scripture from a different perspective. It has unlimited revelation and understanding. And the Lord is trying to speak to each and every one of us. What are we giving others to eat? What are we giving others to eat? Give them something. It's supposed to be the word of God. We're supposed to give them the word of God. But what are we giving them? Are we truly giving them the word of God? Or are we giving them negativity, sadness, pain, disappointment? That will not sustain anyone. Unless the word of God was sustained. If we're feeding them with negativity, they will not sustain. If they will not sustain them. So when we give the word of God. Not how do we give it? When we speak it and we teach it and we live the word of God. We live the word of God. That's giving somebody something to eat. And if she can do it, I can do it. Hallelujah. Exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we can ask. But there are certain covenant principles we have to follow. And those principles were released by Jesus Christ. But when you follow after him, you will never go wrong. And that food you release, which is the word, will sustain not only the person you're speaking to, but also sustain you, carry you through in the name of Jesus. So this morning, as we pray, hallelujah, we are praying, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. We are praying, hallelujah, when I'm saying that, provision. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it, and there I say, we are praying with the prayers to be totally dependent on Jesus. He is the author and the finisher of our faith. Do not look to man, but look to Almighty God, that we might keep our eyes on Jesus. Hallelujah. That our God shall supply all our needs according to his riches in glory. This week as we pray, you pray for supernatural provision. Supernatural provision. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. You need a job, it's time to pray. Whatever you need, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. What do you need from Almighty God? Because the Lord will bless you exceedingly abundantly. But you got to lift up your voice and pray. He is Jehovah Jireh. Hallelujah. He said in Genesis, on this mount, it will be provided on the mount. You are on that pinnacle. On the mount, it will be provided. That means in the presence of the Lord, he releases blessings and breakthroughs, and you carry the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. So as you pray, provision, but it's not only jobs or food, clothing, and all those things. Everything that you need, take it to God in prayer this week. God, this week, as Jehovah Jireh, take it to him in prayer. Everything. Pray for your needs. Pray for your children's needs. Find if your family have needs and it gives you the prayer request, pray for their needs because God will supply them all that they need. If they need healing, pray for healing. If they need deliverance, pray for deliverance. If they need restoration, pray for restoration. Because the Bible tells me, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Hallelujah. Father, we bless you and we thank you. We praise you. We worship you for this word. Let us give those that we minister to something to eat in the name of Jesus. Something to eat. Oh my God, the presence of the Lord is here. Oh my God, the presence of the Lord is here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Lord will provide. Hallelujah. Boria masteria coromasteria coromasteria co. Boria masteria coromastere de coromastere de coromaste. Boria masteria coromastere de coromastere de coromaste. Hallelujah, ramasteria coromasteria coromaste. Buria kaya masteria coromastere de coromasteria co. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, the presence of the Lord is here. Many times, everybody come on this prayer line as business as usual. Do not get so familiar that when God's presence is here, oh, Apostle, I don't feel it because your spirit is not connected to God. But I can tell you because I know what I'm seeing in the spiritual realm. And Father, I thank you for your presence. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord, that you yourself have come. You have come to give us provision. You have come to give us wisdom. You have come to bless us, oh God. And Father, I receive those blessings in the name of Jesus. I receive the blessings for myself. I receive the blessings for my children and grandchildren. I receive the blessings for my spouse, oh God. In the name of Jesus. And so, Father, I thank you. Thank you as we start this day of fasting. Thank you that you're right here. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, amen. To the grace of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of his Holy Spirit, rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord ever and ever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. As you go out today, release the family, friends, something to eat. Give them the word of God. Pray for them. God bless you. Have a wonderful day. In Jesus' name, amen.